Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. At 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Visit us online at rmworldtravel.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard RM World Travel for Hour 2, everybody. We're live today at the Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan at 34th Street, coming to you live from the New York Times Travel Show. We appreciate you being with us today, wherever or however you may be tuned in, as we cover the world of travel. Well, Mary and Rudy, you know, clearly the convention center is filling up. There are over 560 exhibit booths that are here on the show floor. 35,000 people are expected to come through. And there are various speakers and travel experts, guests, all attending. And I saw there are actually going to be over 100 cultural
So if you're in New York on the week, or anywhere near Manhattan on the weekend,
come on by.
Come on by.
Do drop in.
We've been trying to tell you that for weeks.
Weather's good. No snow on the ground.
I would say, Mary, you know, you and I, we had a chance. We walked around the show floor yesterday. Mm-hmm. The energy here this year, it's really, there's a buzz. It's good.
Cultural dancing, singing, free food.
Yeah.
And I come and get it.
They actually have taken, there's a trade show, folks, I won't get too inside on this, but there's the travel goods show that's out in Las Vegas, usually in March. They've actually created a little pavilion, so you got to see all the new travel products that are coming, too.
Yeah, and the Meet the Experts is going on all day today. There's going to be some great stuff. Yeah. So listen, we had a very busy hour one. It flew. We're going to have some more show friends and some travel personalities with us for this second hour. And I think somebody looks pretty familiar over to my left over here. Who's this guy?
Phil Rosenthal. Phil, how are you today?
What?
Wow. Yeah. I've traveled almost all around the world, but I've never seen a place like this, the basement of the Javits Center.
You know what?
It's not the basement.
You know what? We're going to feed you, Phil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can have my banana. How about
that? Wow, that's the best offer I've had all day.
You can't come here and not feed Phil.
Look at that. I'm opening it.
Yeah, that's what
I learned a way to open a banana, by the way, from the other end. You squeeze the other end, the tip of the other end,
okay.
And it comes right away like this. It's
Show that to our
easier.
Son that's walking around, because he's not a big banana fan. Actually, give that to him. He should be
I never had any trouble opening the
Get
banana.
Get your potassium, son.
Oh, my God.
You're a growing boy.
Phil, I never had any trouble opening the banana from the other end.
Sometimes it's a little pulled.
It can
you
be
know,
difficult,
right?
And it gets squashed.
I heard something else about bananas. You want them when they're kind of green, because as they ripen, that healthy starch turns to sugar.
Mm. Oh, really?
You see,
did you learn
makes
this?
It taste
you
learn
this on your travels?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I learn everything on travels. That's what travels for. So
Phil,
you learn a thing.
Here,
exactly.
We're gonna get some opinions now for you because you know.
I got them
on our way. Well, that's why we have you here right now. So on our
why don't we just let Phil do the show?
Rudy, Mary, and I, we can be done. But Phil, so on our website, rmworldtravel.com, we're always offering travel polls, and I want to share the latest travel polls, the results of what our audience voted in. See what you think on this. Okay. And obviously, Mary and Rudy, very important that you two share
Thank
as
you
well.
So much,
yeah,
Robert,
yes, since it is our
for
show.
Letting us speak while Phil's
I know,
here.
We've given the show over to Phil at this point.
I'm not stepping on Phil.
So, Phil, all right, first question that we asked, what do you think about the proliferation of hotel brands that are out there? I mean, you know, all these different brands. So here's what our audience, what they said. Doesn't matter much to me. I'm loyal to one brand, 27%.
Oh.
They provide more places to earn loyalty points, 22%. They're creating many new and remodeled locations. We've got 19%. More jobs are created, so it creates career opportunities, 13%. I enjoy the variety and different experiences, 11%. And none of the above, 9%. So where do you fall in that? What do you think of all these different proliferation of hotel brands? You don't even know what you're staying in anymore.
Who has a coffee maker in my room? That's where I'm going.
That's it. So you're none of the above. You're putting coffee maker.
That's what I want. Listen, I don't care what the brand is. If it's a good hotel, right, and it's going to be comfortable and it's in a good location, it has amenities that I didn't think about even. Right?
Phil, you've learned some stuff on travel. So have I. And I've been told by flight attendants never make coffee using the coffee maker in the room because they use it to wash some of their laundry.
I heard that.
Or other things.
I heard that. So I get the Nespresso, which is the tiny.
They can't do it that way.
They'd have to cut their socks up.
All right. So second travel poll question that we asked on our website. How do you buy your airline tickets?
Oh.
Airline websites, 43%, which actually didn't surprise me, Mary and Rudy. I mean, I think that's probably OTAs, which would be the online travel agencies, and that would be like Expedia or Orbitz or Priceline, whatever it may be, 16%. Airline phone agent, 14%. We love when you're communicating with people. Travel agent, 13%. So real close behind that.
Yeah.
Credit card, point redemption, 7%. And other, 6%. I was trying to think what that
what
would
other?
Be.
What would the other be?
It could be maybe on the street? Guy
no,
on the
but, you know,
street?
Really,
Skull
right. What if you're working for a corporation and you have a travel office internally or something? Maybe it's that. I don't know.
That was going to be my choice. You work for 10 years, you get a food and travel show, and you get Netflix to pay for your airline.
Yeah, somebody else.
That's how you
talking
do it.
Talking from experience.
Yes.
Like, okay. All right.
So he falls under other.
Folks, new travel poll. They're going to be up on our website by Monday at rmworldtravel.com. So check them out when you have some time to vote. And Phil, so I don't know, right now.
Let's talk about airline travel for a second. I'm very interested because you guys travel a lot.
Mm.
I always use my miles to upgrade.
Exactly.
So that
that's
I can lie down.
Okay.
Most of us, I think, can afford the basic fare. Right? Or we save up for it.
But you don't want the basic, because then you're in the back and you can't carry anything on, and they, like, charge you if you look at them.
But you use your miles to upgrade to the next business or even first class if you're going
very far. Actually, if you're in the basic economy, all you get is to economy or premium. Well, that's true. You can't even upgrade if you're in basic. So you have to get at least the what they call now economy.
Not basic. Each airline's different, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. That is the smartest use of frequent flyer miles is upgrading because
that's what I think.
The difference between, you know, an $800 flight to Asia and a $6,000 in coach and a $6,000 business class flight.
Right.
That's a big jump. And if you can use your miles, you're way ahead of the game. Plus, you can lie flat and sleep.
It's huge. It makes a huge difference.
They call you by your name and they come over
especially
and say,
especially when you have to work, when you
and
get right off the plane.
Better.
The food's better. But
listen,
you've got to be ready to go.
Rudy just found out, though. He just came back from the country of Georgia. He just got in time for the show here.
Oh.
He got upgraded. He had to use an upgrade. So he was flying back on, it was Delta, actually. I think
Delta
he was
from
back.
Paris to
he
Minneapolis.
Took, he took
Paul.
An Apple and he got a lovely Welcome Back to America $500 fine.
I put it, they gave me, you know, they come around with a nice fruit basket because you're in business class.
Yeah.
And I took an apple. I thought, I'll eat it later. And then an hour went by. And I just sort of threw it in my backpack and I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And I went through customs and they ran it through the agriculture machine. And this customs guy pulls it and goes, what's with this apple? And I went, oh, gosh, I'm terribly sorry. Figuring he's going to throw it away.
Yeah.
$500 fine.
Oh. Yeah.
And he
poor
said,
Rudy, what they, go ahead.
And he said, you can take it to court and it'll be a $1,200 fine.
Oh.
I said, I'll take the $500 fine. And he said, I said, five, this is, can't just throw it away. No, no.
Now, Phil, we
no, wait, did he throw it away then?
Yeah, you couldn't even eat the apple.
Or did he have to eat the apple?
All right,
so
he wouldn't
Phil,
let me eat it. It's
we've got a break we're
going
to hit. But I said to Rudy when he shared that with me, now I know the government's open and the airports are open, but I said, actually, maybe this is how TSA was actually trying to fund themselves by just charging for bringing
apples
in or something. Who knows? folks, listen, Rudy, we're going to come up on a break soon. Phil, can you stay over for the next segment with us?
All right.
Yeah.
Get him another banana.
He's a cranky guy, isn't he? Oh, by the way, I should tell you that they said we're a little tougher on you global entry people because I had the global entry where you just show your passport and fingerprints and walk in.
Right.
And I was so shocked that in the presence of mine, I said, well, if I wasn't global entry, were you still going to charge me $500? Or can I go back in line and come in the everyday line and, wait in line? I'll have for $500, I'll wait in line. So. Further, we're going to check that out in the show.
I've never been stopped at customs coming in.
Nor have I. It was just random. And the little beagle walked right by me, too. I wish he had stopped. Oh, I have to say goodbye. We'll be right back with more conversation with our show friend Phil Rosenthal. Don't touch that dial. We're at the New York Times Travel Show. Come on down.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. Robert, Mary, and Rudy back with you now live from the New York Times Travel Show. We're delighted to be reconnecting with Phil Rosenthal in person today for our B-Block segment. First, however, a brief word about Princess Cruise Lines, who, the other night Mary and I were over at the Travel Awards at the Gotham Center here in New York, and I have to tell you, Princess was another company. They were just picking up all the awards. So for your next ocean adventure, folks, here are five great reasons to cruise with them.
All right, here we go. They offer the best cruise line itineraries, immersive shore excursions, exclusive discovery at sea activities, fresh, authentic culinary experiences, and, of course, memorable celebrations.
So check out princess.com for additional info and all their special offers, or just go to rmworldtravel.com. You will find a link.
Can I say one thing before you ask Phil a question?
Sure you can. Yes.
I don't know that we've identified him, and there may be two or three people in America who haven't watched his show on Netflix.
Phil, I mean, is that possible at this point? Does anybody not know who Phil Rosenthal is?
He wants to meet him.
If they don't know, I don't know where they've been.
All right, so Phil, we know.
Anybody who doesn't know doesn't need to know.
But Phil, we certainly,
I can't help you.
Most people are going to know Everybody Loves Raymond, the TV show. Executive producer. Yeah, well, so what's okay, so what's that? then you started off, you did a little bit of the, well, now it's Somebody Feed Phil.
Yeah.
But before was it I'll Have What Phil's Having, I believe, on PBS.
Right, now and you Netflix have came along.
Netflix, and did Mary saw this week, how many people have actually watched? Was it something like 80?
I thought I saw something that you put out on Twitter. Is it true or was it a joke? I couldn't tell.
It's a bit of a joke.
Million?
We have no idea how many people watched.
Okay.
But Netflix just started to announce numbers for their biggest things, so I thought, I'll just say this.
Because nobody's going to can prove otherwise?
I'm as reliable as they are, I think.
All right, so Phil is saying 87
like
million
that.
People.
I like that.
That works. All right, so Phil, I have to ask you. Now, here we are. We're in New York. I know you're from the New York area, like Mary. We live here in the New York area. But you live in L.A., okay?
Yeah.
So January and New York? I mean, you live in L.A. What are you doing here in New York when it's like freezing cold?
I came for you.
Well, that was very nice.
I think I'm going to cry.
Okay. You were here.
I think I'm going to cry.
Phil, you flew all the way in just for this?
Yes.
And we didn't even know it. That's. I appreciate that, the spontaneity, even more so. It's even better.
No, my parents are here.
Yes.
And they're big stars.
People love them on the TV show.
Yes, they were. I was out to dinner with them last night, and they get stopped.
No.
Yes, I'm spouting a beard right now, and they get stopped more than me.
But they're great. They really are.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Sorry, but they are.
Does your brother love your parents?
Does
your brother get stopped?
You want to make me really angry and talk about how great my brother is now?
Well, our son's here, so his older brother's not. I'm sure he's you can bond with him. Well, anyway,
do you feed your brother? Does he get to eat?
If he behaves, he gets a bite of something. Just like when we were growing up, if he did exactly what I said, give him some food.
Big guy always wins. No question.
All right, so last segment we thank you for helping us with our travel polls. I'm going to start off this way. A few weeks ago, we had a poll on the show, and we were asking people what's their favorite part of traveling. People pretty much said, learning about different places, food and drink, engaging new people, fun and entertainment, relaxing, all of those had various percentages.
Yes.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite part of travel? We know food's a big part, clearly, because we've watched the shows. But what's your favorite part of travel?
Is it getting frequent flyer miles, Phil?
I'm sure I'm not alone. My favorite thing to do is walk around a new place.
A walking city is the best, isn't it?
Yeah. The best. Yeah. And I love it. I'll pop in for a snack or walk until I find a place suitable for lunch, have the time of my life, and then walk until I find dinner. That's what I like to do on vacation.
And then maybe a late night dinner.
Maybe.
A snack.
Everybody needs a snack.
That's right, yes.
So, yes. Okay. And, of course, what happens on the walk is you see incredible things, you eat incredible things, and you meet incredible people.
Well, that's the part I was going to say.
That's my favorite part.
It.
When
yeah.
you connect and you make a friend.
Do you always find, I mean, at least for us, when you have to go to plan B, C, or D, it's when you sometimes have your best experiences.
Yes, my wife and I call this vacation magic. When one thing that you planned on is closed the day you get there, and something way better comes along.
Right.
Well, the travel writer Paul Theroux often said, the trips you remember are the ones where something goes wrong. And he's really right. He's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Like kidnapping.
I don't know if we want to go that
having your wallet
that
stolen.
Far.
You meet some nice people. Don't be closed-minded.
Yeah, but you sit down with somebody at dinner and you say, how are the Bahamas? And you go, oh, it's so great. It was warm. And they go, yeah. Drone. You go, well, except this guy picked my pocket, and spilled mustard on me when and you tell the story. They go, really? I mean, people are interested. When it goes wrong, you remember it, and people
That's
like
true.
Hearing that more than.
Well, you have a good story the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Yes. So you've got friends all over the world. You keep in touch with these people?
I do.
You do.
It's my favorite thing. And, we have to credit some of this, or if not most of it, to the internet. It makes it very easy.
Yeah.
You can see what they're doing on Instagram or Twitter.
Right.
You can write them immediately back, and you're staying in touch that way in a very casual, nice, certainly. easy way.
All right, right. So talking of the internet, I mean, tell what is this we're seeing about Phil Rosenthal World?
Oh, so
you see the name of the show, RM World Travel. So
yes.
You got that, Phil Rosenthal World. We like that. So what is it?
Everyone asks me, the number one thing is, where was that place? How do I make a reservation? Can you get... So we just compiled all our favorite places that we went, and you go to the one site, right, and it's all there. Everywhere we went on the show, plus some other ones we didn't have time to put in the show that we love, the website, the phone number, make your reservation here, do this, that's it.
How about that gelato place that you go back to? Oh. Is that on there?
Of course.
Okay.
Where is this?
Vivoli?
Yeah, Vivoli, that's it.
Do you know it?
Oh, I don't know.
I want you to go and ask for Silvana Vivoli. Okay. Yeah. She'll be in the back making the gelato.
Okay.
She made some for me, and I had it fresh out of the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I hadn't done that before. I've been a fan without having a TV show, just going for years to this, my favorite gelato in the world.
There's only one shop there.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
So, Rudy, we're going to go there in June, so we're going to check
that out. Yeah, we're going.
And there's a brand.
That doesn't do me any good. Am I going in June?
But wait.
No.
You can come with us. You're welcome. Yes, you can.
But wait, there's a branch at on the top floor of Macy's here in New York.
Vivoli?
Of Vivoli.
The main store?
She opened it.
The flagship store here?
It's not a flagship store.
Macy's.
Yes.
But, Phil, is it as good? Is it as good?
I would say 90%. Because
it's that experience there, though, right?
You got it. Everything, you know, where you're sitting, who you're sitting with, the location, the weather, everything affects the taste.
Sure.
So I have to ask you, when you were on with us last time, I think it was back in November last time I talked to you, I was reading something afterwards. I'm like, oh, I wish I had asked him that. I actually read that the premise for your PBS and now Netflix, Somebody Feeds Phil, that it actually came to you when you were working on Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's right.
It is?
Yes. End of season one, I asked Raymond where he was going on his hiatus. And he said, I go to the Jersey Shore. And I said, well, that's nice. You ever been to Europe? He goes, nah. I said, why not? He goes, I'm not really interested in other cultures.
I'm shocked.
40-year-old man at this time.
I've met some people
never
like that, but not
done
many.
A trip. He doesn't like flying. He's not really interested in other cultures. And light bulb went off. We got to do that episode where we send him over there.
We
send him back as me after he's been woke,
right?
By the magic of traveling, the magic of Italy specifically, the food in Italy, the people in Italy, the sights of Italy. And so I wrote that episode. It took about 3 or 4 years to get the money from CBS to get to go do this. Right. And we did it. It's my favorite episode because it sparked this. What I saw happen to Ray, the character that I wrote, see him get it, to understand the beauty of the world, of traveling, of opening your mind a little bit.
Did you go with him on that trip?
Of course, we filmed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean,
I have
you
to go.
Introduced
it's my
him.
Show. But what I saw happen to the character, I saw happen to the person. And I'm guessing you all do what you do because there's no greater high than turning people on to this.
Absolutely right.
So I'm with you.
I say educate.
And it worked with Raymond.
Entice and empower.
It worked. And now he goes. He's still not crazy about flying. I can't help him with that. But his wife is Sicilian. They go to Sicily every other year. Yeah. He does it. Yeah. And, you know, if he hears there's a great golf course, he likes that. So you kind of...
Yeah.
Right?
He's converted. It's always... The conversion is always a happy thing for the converter.
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to answer that. Because when I had... I said, I wish I had... You know, and I was going to say... I was going to send you a message, but I said, I'm sure he'll be back.
But then after Raymond ended in 2005, it took 10 years to fulfill this dream of doing this turning on of people to make it work.
Did you hear? So our engineer is talking to us, and Bobby's down in Dallas, and Bobby will shut us off in a minute if we don't actually end this segment. So Phil, we got to thank you.
Bobby doesn't like to fly either.
He does not.
Shut us off anyway.
He does not. That's a whole segment, Phil. We'll have a whole other experience with Bobby. Mary, Rudy, and I laugh about that. But thank you so much. So great to see you in person. We want to tell people again, PhilRosenthalWorld.com. Go check out everything that Phil Rosenthal is doing. We're going to see you around today.
Yes.
A reminder to everybody who's listening, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break. There are still 3 more segments to go as we broadcast live from the New York Times Travel Show, and we're back with more RM World Travel in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.